One of the fortuitous circumstances surrounding the crucifixion of Jesus was that he was crucified on the day before the Sabbath, known as Preparation Day. Pilate had delayed giving Jesus over for crucifixion to the point where he was crucified in mid-afternoon. With the Sabbath being a holy day, Jewish law forbade bodies being on the cross on the Sabbath, which started in the evening of Preparation Day. So the bodies of Jesus and the two thieves had to be down from the cross by evening. This fit in perfectly with Pilate's plan, as you will see. Some of the Gospels relate how Christ was crowned with thorns by Roman soldiers before his crucifixion. According to Francine, one centurion did weave a crown of thorns and put it on Christ's head, for which he was later disciplined by Pilate. Above his head, on the cross, the Romans put a sign that read, "Jesus, King of the Jews." You would think, even if this was mocking, it would have made the Jews mad, but the Sanhedrin and Pharisees who witnessed the crucifixion mocked Jesus over it and jeered to him that if he was the Christ, to save himself and get off the cross, and they would believe. It was also at this time that some of the priests of the Sanhedrin started worrying over the lateness of the hour. They knew the bodies of Jesus and the two thieves had to be down from the cross before the Sabbath commenced, or Jewish law concerning the Sabbath would be broken. They went to Pilate and asked that the legs of the victims be broken to hasten their deaths. John 19:31-33. Pilate sent soldiers to do this, but also gave them orders not to break the legs of Christ, because he was already dead. You will see why he gave these strange orders shortly. While the crowd was mocking him on the cross and several priests had gone to Pilate to get Jesus' legs broken, Roman soldiers were casting lots for Christ's clothing. This verifies what I said earlier about Christ being wealthy, for he had a robe that was of the finest cloth with no seams. This is not the clothing of a poor man, but a man of means who wore the finest garments. You certainly wouldn't want raggedy worn clothes. It also fulfilled another prophecy concerning the Christ. Indeed, many prophecies concerning the Christ were fulfilled that day, being executed with the wicked, thieves, the casting of lots over his garments, no bones being broken during his execution, and the piercing of his body. Pontius Pilate had what they call runners, who were either soldiers or people whom he could trust who were incognito, to report back to him and tell him the status of Jesus. As the third hour of his crucifixion approached, a runner reported to Pilate that Jesus seemed to be failing. Pilate had one of his physicians make up a concoction that would be very much like a sleeping potion, except it induced a light coma, and sent it back to the site of crucifixion. When Christ asked for water because he thirsted, a sponge was filled with this elixir and given to Jesus. In a very short period of time, Jesus fell into a light coma state and appeared, for all practical purposes, dead. All of this had been planned, and Christ accepted the elixir gratefully and hoped it would work. The centurion in charge had been told by Pilate to pronounce Jesus dead when he passed out and to lightly pierce his side to prove it. Because he was in a coma, Christ's body did not react to the piercing, and he was pronounced dead. Joseph of Arimathea then, according to the plan, immediately took the body of Jesus from the cross and, with Mary Magdalene and Nicodemus, placed him in linen cloth and put him in Joseph's tomb to be out of sight of prying eyes. The Jews were going to bury him, but it was prearranged with Pilate that they would use the tomb of Joseph to hide him and bring him back to consciousness. Why this is significant is because it was in a hewed-out cave of rock and had a type of stone bed and a rock that would seal the tomb. How convenient that he wasn't buried underground, where he would have died of suffocation. Call it divine intervention or atmospheric conditions, but the sky did turn dark and torrents of rain began to fall shortly after Christ was put on the cross. I'm sure God made this happen not only to drive the few onlookers away, but to keep witnesses from seeing that Jesus was in a coma state and still breathing. When they took him to the tomb, it was still just before sundown, as it was against Jewish law to bury someone at night. Pilate had sent his best physicians, and they, with Mary Magdalene, worked on him to revive him and dress and treat his wounds. He rested for a time and was given food and drink. Pilate then sent word that the Sanhedrin was planning to send soldiers to guard the tomb and to move him to a safer place. They then moved Christ to a safer place to recover, leaving a closed tomb and the linen he was wrapped in when he was taken down from the cross.